Innovation. Kiambu County Deputy Governor, Rosemary Karika, has launched a foundation aimed at empowering and supporting families against alcoholism and drug abuse. The foundation, dubbed Rosemary Karika Foundation, seeks to build an alcohol and drug-free society by creating social and economic structures for those affected by alcoholism. Speaking during the launch at the M-PESA Academy in Thika, Karika said her foundation will focus on psychological training and advocacy, economic empowerment of reformed addicts as well as talent development, adding that they will adopt a family approach to combat the menace. Deputy Governor Rosemary Karika, Pastor Dorcas Ragathi with the clergy and other deputy governors launching RK Foundation at M-PESA Academy Thika. She added that the foundation will use a preventive approach of economic and social empowerment to the family unit to prevent them from alcoholism and drug abuse. We are very concerned about the rise in crime and especially among the youth, which has led to dysfunctional families, especially in the Mount Kenya region, Karika said. The event was graced by Deputy President's wife, Pastor Dorcas Ragathi, who lauded the Deputy Governor's efforts in joining the fight against alcoholism. I really commend the Kiambu Deputy Governor and her family for this initiative of love and philanthropy for families, which aligns with my vision of dignifying the vulnerable, which includes those affected by alcohol and drug abuse, she said. Pastor Dorcas, who has been at the forefront in fighting against illicit brews and drugs in the country, said hundreds of youths are being supported through rehabilitation programs and financial capital to start their businesses. Most of the reformed addicts are being supported to start their own businesses, while others are being employed in state projects, especially the affordable housing projects across the country, she said. During a visit earlier this year in Kiambu, Pastor Dorcas noted that alcoholism and drug abuse is a big challenge in the country, more so the Mount Kenya region where it has ravaged families. The Rosemary Karika Foundation will be partnering with corporates, academic institutions, expert trainers, churches, the government and other stakeholders to ensure success of the fight.